We are back with you once again. Our guest this portion of the show, Roger McBride Allen, co-author of Mr. Lincoln's High-Tech War, which has been put out by National Geographic Books. One of the things, especially I think for those who write history, and I know it's been certainly a bailiwick for your father, and it's been a wonderful effort the two of you have put together on this. But one of the things that has to be fun is those, oh my gosh, moments, you know, when you come across something you didn't know, and maybe you're the first to notice it in a long, long time. Did you have some of those in writing this book?
Oh, yes, absolutely. One of my favorite was that something that, to my knowledge, has not been written up before, but we were discussing the ironclads. There, a few months before the ironclad monitor was built, Lincoln was shown a paper model of it. He held in his hands the paper cardboard model of the ship that became the monitor. 8 days later, approximately, they authorized construction of the ship. It took about three and a half months to build the ship. It arrived just barely in time to fight the Virginia to a draw. It remains on station. She remains on station in that area to keep the Virginia from coming out. Lincoln visits the area. He decides that he's going to supervise the retaking of the Newport News shipyard. He directly orders the forces on what to do to make that happen. He's on a ship going around in that area. He pulls alongside the monitor. He gets to see the ship. He held the paper model in his hand. There is the ship. He can see the cannonball dents in her side from the battle that he sent her into. He orders that ship directly to go perform reconnaissance for the attack he was planning. That's hands-on.
Yeah, yeah.
And that story, to my knowledge, had never been told, that he actually directly ordered the captain of the monitor into action.
You know, Lincoln didn't really have anything in his past that would, give him bona fides to be a battlefield commander. Yet, you know, in many respects, he was. I mean, he wasn't actually out there on the battlefield, but he certainly directed a great deal of what was going on during the war. And in many cases, he did a lot better than the professionals he'd hired.
Well, that's absolutely true. He actually at least toyed with the idea of actually taking the field, of actually going out and commanding troops. I don't think that would have been the best use of his time.
Probably not.
Consider that. And the early commander of the Union forces, who wasn't really getting very far, McClellan, drove Lincoln mad. He just kept finding reasons not to do anything. And Lincoln famously said at one point, "If McClellan isn't using the army at the moment, I'd like to borrow it." Lincoln literally started checking books out of the library on military tactics. And
wow.
And he self-taught himself during the war how to run a war.
Wow. But and he constantly was changing command. I mean, you talk about McClellan, he let him go, but he brought him back later. I mean, he was constantly changing.
And he didn't really have much choice in the matter. The finding, and part of this folds into what we're talking about, high technology and the changes in warfare. All of these commanders on both sides, with almost without exception, were taught at West Point. All the commanders on both sides, almost without exception, had fought in the Mexican-American War about 20 years before the Civil War, and they had learned a series of tactics that worked, that defeated the enemy, that won the day in the Mexican War. Unfortunately, rifles were introduced as a common infantry weapon as opposed to a smoothbore gun. It's the long involved thing. I'll skip the technical part. Basically, the rifle could shoot 2 to 3 times further and was 2 to 3 times more accurate, and you could load it faster. All of a sudden, tactics that assumed you were safe 200 yards out weren't true anymore. You were in danger perhaps a half mile or a mile away from the opposing side. All the ways they had thought about fighting the war were totally changed by this. And
yeah,
it took a long time for the commanders to learn that unfortunate lesson.
It's a fascinating book, a lot of really wonderful things, little gems throughout. Mr. Lincoln's High-Tech War, Thomas B. Allen, Roger McBride Allen, the authors from National Geographic Books. And Roger, I really appreciate you taking the time to join us. Thank you.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I just want to mention all the stuff we couldn't fit into the book, and there was a tremendous amount. It can be found at MrLincolnsHighTechWar.com.
Cool.
And there's a lot of information there on the website, and it's a good companion to the book, MrLincolnsHighTechWar.com.
Hey, Roger, thanks again.
My pleasure.
Roger McBride Allen joining us in this portion of 1360 Live on WMOV in Ravenswood. Thank you as well. We'll see you tomorrow morning. CBS News covers the world next at 10 o'clock.